This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
We could be in for one of the most significant snowstorms of the season thus far. Let's get the latest from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
A rather significant winter storm is headed our way for tomorrow. That snow will break out tomorrow morning and then last into the first half of tomorrow night before tapering off later tomorrow night. And it's all snow across there. We don't have to worry about any sleet or freezing rain or rain. It's just going to be snow. We're expecting an average of 3 to 6 inches for areas south and east of the city, with 6 to 8, maybe as much as 10 inches in some places from the city on north and west. This is going to cause extensive travel delays throughout the day tomorrow and tomorrow night. Joe Lundberg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Don't forget, when you can't listen to the radio or the Odyssey app, you can track this winter system using the interactive radar on the weather tab of our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Today is another day of e-learning for students in Troy School District 30C in far south suburbs after thieves stole catalytic converters from their bus fleet. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
The school district announced the extension of remote learning as it works to repair 30 buses that had their catalytic converter stolen. Joliet police say it happened between 2 and 3 a.m. yesterday. The department shared a grainy surveillance photo of what it says is a dark-colored SUV police believe was used to steal some $187,000 worth of converters. The district says it's trying to speed up the replacement or borrow buses. A new state law took effect last month that requires scrapyards get a copy of a title or invoice for converter sales. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Governor Ron Blagojevich expressing his deepest and everlasting gratitude to President Trump for issuing a pardon to him yesterday. Blagojevich was sentenced to 14 years in prison in 2011 on corruption charges. He served nearly 8 years before Mr. Trump commuted his sentence during his first term as president. Speaking to reporters outside his home last night.
Most importantly, I want to talk a little bit just about what's, I believe, the greatest constitutional crisis in American history since the Civil War. And that is this weaponization of prosecutors for political purposes, rigged courts, a broken justice system that is historically been racist in America, now has become weaponized in America.
Blagojevich says he was prosecuted on fake charges and the president helped him because he's been through the same thing.
There's still no verdict in the federal corruption case against former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. The jury deliberated for a ninth day yesterday without reaching a decision. Madigan and his former associate Michael McLean are charged with racketeering, bribery, and wire fraud. Both have denied all charges.
A report released by the Cook County Clerk reveals new information about suburban voter turnout in the November general election. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco, that report was released today and offers a deep dive into voting totals, election trends, and race-by-race results across the ballot. According to the report, voter turnout was down significantly in suburban Cook County from previous presidential elections. In 2024, only 66% of registered voters cast a ballot versus 71-74% in the last six presidential elections. Now, despite the lower turnout, more people did vote in person on election day. Meanwhile, mail voting dropped nearly 60%. When it comes to candidates, former Vice President Kamala Harris did not perform as well with voters in suburban Cook County as former President Joe Biden did in 2020. Biden won 87% of precincts in 2020, while Harris just won 80% in November. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man is facing charges in connection with a weekend crash.
Illinois State Police say it happened just before midnight Sunday on I-57 near Oak Forest. 24-year-old Keith Cobbins allegedly lost control of his vehicle, which left the roadway and rolled over several times. He had to be extricated from the car and was taken to Advocate Christ Medical Center with what authorities described as serious injuries. The Daily South Town reports Cobbins was cited for driving under the influence, as well as driving with a suspended license, improper lane use, failure to wear a seat belt, and operating an uninsured vehicle. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Arda Glass Packaging Company closed its facilities in South Suburban Dalton. The move expected to impact hundreds of employees. The company has already closed a number of U.S. locations. The latest job cuts are set to begin on May 1st. The scheduled groundbreaking ceremony today for a billion-dollar project to keep the invasive Asian carp out of the Great Lakes is on hold.
The governor says funding uncertainty is the reason, saying in a statement the Trump administration has shown it cannot be trusted to legally uphold its financial commitments. The Brandon Road Project in Joliet is a series of initiatives along the Des Plaines River to keep the carp out of Lake Michigan and the rest of the Great Lakes. Funding was already approved. The governor says it's one of 70 projects that are on hold because federal grants totaling more than $100 million have been withheld. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Department of Agriculture is unveiling a new program to help local farmers and businesses.
The Illinois Grown program is designed to connect consumers with products grown or produced in Illinois. The Illinois-grown logo soon will appear on products, helping consumers identify local products, supporting the state's agricultural industry and economy. The program also encourages consumers to pledge to spend $10 of their weekly grocery budget on Illinois-grown items. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Hi there. Good morning. Unless Lonzo Ball suddenly feels better, he's likely to miss his third straight game tonight when the Bulls host the Pistons. Out sick, Ball hasn't played in a week. High-energy Ayo Dosunmu is expected to go despite dealing with an illness, and it's the first of two games in two nights with Detroit at the United Center. The 10th-place Bulls in action against the 6th-place Pistons. You listen at 7 on 670 The Score. L.A. doesn't need much from newly acquired Luka Doncic in his debut. 14 points and a blowout of the Jazz. Boston rocks Miami with 33 from Jason Tatum. Denver destroys Portland with 40 from Nikola Jokic. Sacramento and Dallas go overtime. DeMar DeRozan 42, including a game winner with 2 seconds left. The Kings beat the Mavericks in OT. Cubs shortstop Dansby Swanson is expected to be healthy for camp after core surgery in the offseason, played with a sports hernia last year. Position players join pitchers and catchers for the Cubs' first full team workout on Friday. White Sox arms and catchers report to spring training tomorrow. Their first full workout is Monday in Glendale, Arizona. Public visitation this afternoon, 1 to 8 in Des Plaines for the late Virginia McCaskey, the Bears owner. And the Blackhawks and NHL are on a two-week breather. Four Nations face-off tournament replacing the typical All-Star break. Game 1 between Canada and Sweden is tomorrow. The only Blackhawk in the tournament for Finland, Teuvo Teravainen, takes on the U.S. Thursday. Josh Liss, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A recent poll shows President Trump has a 53% approval rating. The governor is dismissing it.
A CBS News poll shows President Trump with a 53% overall approval rating for his first few weeks in office. But Governor Pritzker shrugs it off, saying people in Illinois certainly don't approve.
You can look at one poll and say, oh, gee, he's popular in some places in the country. Frankly, I look at what's happening to working class families as a result of his policies, and I'm speaking out about that.
At an unrelated news conference, the governor was asked if Democrats are doing a good enough job getting their message across.
I'm laser focused, and I think people, when they go to the grocery store, are laser focused on the costs that this is bringing to American families. And that is what we should be talking about. We should also be talking about the rights that are being taken away.
And he says, look at the court cases that the president has lost in trying to carry out policies that are not legal. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Charges have now been filed in the shooting death of a 12-year-old girl on the South Side over the weekend. Chicago police say a 14-year-old boy faces a felony count of involuntary manslaughter in the killing of Delilah Beatty. The incident happened around 8 Sunday night inside the bedroom of a home at 92nd and Harper.
Some candidates running for office in a near western suburb are complaining about robocalls.
Monday was the first day of early voting, and Cicero Residents United, which has a slate of candidates on the ballot, is accusing longtime town president Larry Dominick of breaking the law by allegedly using town resources for automated robocalls asking for votes.
So remember to vote for Larry Dominick.
Dominick's opponent, Esteban Rodriguez, says it's the latest in a series of what he calls dirty tactics. He recently had windows broken at his home and campaign office and says Dominick's supporters have harassed candidates on social media. We've asked Dominick for comment. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Former Governor Rod Blagojevich was convicted in 2011 on corruption charges. He's been given a presidential pardon. His 14-year sentence was commuted in 2020 during the first Trump administration.
I'll always be profoundly grateful to President Trump for everything he's done for me and for my family. It's everlasting gratitude. He's a great guy, and I think the world of him. I think he's going to do great for America.
President Trump says Blagojevich is just a very nice person and has a fantastic wife.
And Illinois politicians are reacting to Blagojevich's pardon.
Senator Dick Durbin says in a state with more than its fair share of public corruption, the Blagojevich chapter still looms as one of the worst. Republican State Central Committee member Aaron Del Mar from Palatine tells the Daily Herald it sets a bad example that only certain people are going to be held accountable, especially while a jury is weighing the fate of former House Speaker Michael Madigan. Fellow Democrats Comptroller Susana Mendoza and Treasurer Michael Frerichs criticized the pardon, pointing to the former governor's attempt to shake down a children's hospital for campaign cash. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.